as we celebrate Labor Day, today is also a day to look at the state of labor. And joining us this morning with his thoughts is Steve Tolman, president of the Massachusetts AFL-CIO. Mr. Tolman, good morning. Thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome, Dan. It's a pleasure and honor to be with you.
So the first question I have is, what is the state of labor?
The state of labor in Massachusetts is strong and effective, honestly. You know, nationally, we're seeing that the young people coming up have better than a 70% favorable rate for labor unions. And we're seeing the reason for that is because we've been doing community as well as work employment organizing, and it's really starting to take place. People understand that they are far better off in a working environment when they have the ability to have collective bargaining and they have a real mechanism to stand together to stand up against injustice in the workplace.
And speaking of the workplace, that workplace is actually changing because we're seeing more and more people who are now working remotely. So what impact is that having?
Well, fortunately, because of the labor unions during the COVID, we were able to fight for all the frontline workers and make sure that they had the protections they needed, whether it was time off when they got COVID after, you know, taking care of so many people in all the different ways that they have done it. We had to fight for hazard pay. We had to fight for everything. That all the benefits, you know, people were, organizations weren't just going to be generous. These people were putting their lives on the line during that. So now we have a lot more Zoom and a lot more working at home. But if it's more effective, we have to go along with it and try to figure out how it works. That's all. It's as long as we can get the work done successfully for the employers, we're okay with it.
And we've also started to see organizing in places that aren't usually traditionally thought of as having unions or union industries, such as Starbucks and businesses like that.
Oh, my God. Dan, you're right. Whether it's Starbucks, Trader Joe's, whether they're going after Amazon, obviously there's a IBW is trying to organize the state house workers, and even the minor league baseball from Worcester. I mean, they're even saying that we want to have a union. People understand that collectively people are much stronger rather than being divided in individuals. And you know what else? Really, the future of work is crucial as well. And we must stand together, especially to make sure all the future green jobs and everything in between them are strong union jobs with benefits. Not like what big tech tried to do and have, you know, with the Uber Lyft situation and have people work without benefits or any type of pension or even not even Social Security. I mean, we need to make sure if you're working, you are armed with the proper benefits so that you can raise a family and you're not having to work three jobs. That's what the labor movement stands for.
And, of course, now there's a shortage of workers in many industries.
Yeah, there is. I mean, that's a good thing. There's going to be a lot of jobs, and it obviously would give the employees more leverage, you know, rather than just having to come in and take whatever small hourly wage an employer might want to offer.
All righty. Well, we are going to have to leave it right there, but thank you so much for speaking with us this morning. We do appreciate it, and happy Labor Day.
Thank you, Dan. You too.